Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has died. Lieberman's family in a statement today saying he died as a result of complications from a fall. A centrist politician at a time that is increasingly rare, Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency in 2000 running with Democrat Al Gore. NPR's Mara Lassiter has more on Lieberman's career in Washington.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine chaired the Homeland Security Committee together with Lieberman. She praised him today. She called him a dear friend and true patriot. She said that they had worked on many bipartisan bills together. And he really represents a part of the Senate that's disappearing. Very few moderate Republicans, very few conservative Democrats are left. They used to define the center of the political spectrum. Now there's really a big gulf between the two parties.
NPR's Mara Liasson, the Democrat turned independent, stepped down from the Senate in 2013 after 24 years. Joe Lieberman was 82 years old. A California judge is formally recommending that pro-Trump attorney John Eastman be disbarred and lose the right to practice law. As NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, Eastman played a key role in former President Trump's efforts to overturn the election.
After Election Day 2020, attorney John Eastman worked with the Trump team to push unfounded claims of voter fraud. After courts rejected those claims, Eastman helped develop a plan for Vice President Mike Pence to unilaterally halt or delay the certification of Joe Biden's victory on January 6, 2021. California State Bar Court Judge Yvette Roland found that Eastman committed, quote, exceptionally serious ethical violations warranting severe professional discipline. She recommended that Eastman lose his law license and pay a $10,000 fine. The California Supreme Court will ultimately review the judge's finding, and Eastman has indicated he will appeal. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News, Los Angeles.
For a second time since the start of the war in Gaza, a State Department official has publicly resigned in protest of U.S. support for Israel. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports she's a Middle East expert who is working on human rights and democracy issues.
At first, Anel Schelein was planning to leave quietly after just 1 year on a fellowship at the department. But she tells NPR that some of her former colleagues who also oppose military aid to Israel wanted her to speak out.
The level of destruction and devastation, these horrifying videos of children and the starvation, I think people are really, really affected by that.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller acknowledges the range of views within the agency. He says Secretary of State Antony Blinken reads all the dissent cables and responds to feedback, especially on the need to get more aid into Gaza. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 477 points. You're listening to NPR. In Richmond, Virginia, members of a white supremacist group who filmed themselves defacing a mural of tennis and civil rights icon Arthur Ashe had their day in court. Member station WVTF, Brad Kuttner has more.
In 2021, members of Patriot Front videotaped themselves spray-painting over a mural of Richmond native Arthur Ashe in a majority black neighborhood. A group of unnamed locals filed Ku Klux Klan Act claims. That Reconstruction-era law allows private citizens to challenge conspiracies to violate their civil rights. The complaint was against the group, 9 named defendants and 19 unnamed. In a federal courtroom Wednesday, a lawyer for some of the named defendants asked federal district Judge Hannah Luck to dismiss the claims, arguing the group was participating in First Amendment-protected activity. A lawyer for the plaintiff says the vandalism was an act of intimidation in violation of the Ku Klux Klan Act. Luck said she'd rule quickly on the Patriot Front members' motion to dismiss. For NPR News, I'm Brad Kuttner in Richmond.
It's probably not anything you've noticed, but the Earth has been spinning a bit faster, and for the first time in history, world timekeepers may have to do some adjusting to keep up. Newly published research shows a slight increase in rotation may require global timekeepers to subtract a second from clocks in a few years. Known as a negative leap second, the change could take place around 2029. Changes in the Earth's core have been triggering the speed up, though rapid ice melting at both of Earth's poles have counterbalanced that to some degree. Crude oil futures prices move lower today, oil down 27 cents a barrel to settle at $81.35 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.